Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de Andalucía. Comprensión oral. Inglés. Nivel intermedio B1. Tarea 1. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Extract 0.
The Central European city of Prague is the capital of the Czech Republic. Prague began as a tiny settlement on the banks of the River Vltava over 1,000 years ago, and today is one of the world's great architectural jewels.
Extract 1.
Like a city from a children's storybook, Prague conjures up images of romantic fairy tales and, when the clouds roll in, dark Gothic folk stories. Yet it can be refreshingly modern too.
Extract 2.
Prague's cobblestone streets rarely follow a straight line. The city is a labyrinth where even locals get happily lost. This was a place designed for horse and cart and walking, so pack some comfortable shoes.
Extract 3.
An easy way to discover Prague is to follow the royal route. This historic coronation path begins at the Powder Tower, one of the original gateways to Prague's Old Town. A few blocks away is Old Town Square, a plaza surrounded by former palaces. Enjoy some traditional street food like tadelník. Then gather with travelers from all over the world under the astronomical clock.
Extract 4.
Leave the royal route for a while and explore the old town. Wander in any direction to discover cozy sidewalk cafes, galleries showcasing Prague's modern artists, and historic treasures like the ancient Jewish quarter.
Extract 5.
Back on the royal route, wander through the archway of Bridge Tower and emerge onto one of Europe's great bridges. The Charles Bridge is Prague's heart. Once across the river, stop to admire the city's finest Baroque church, St. Nicholas, before climbing the hill to Prague Castle.
Extract 6.
Rising above the castle are the 600-year-old Gothic spires of St. Vitus Cathedral. After arching your back to admire the interiors of St. Vitus, duck your head to explore the houses of Golden Lane. These tiny dwellings were once the homes of castle guards and later the city's goldsmiths. Take in the city from the castle ramparts and gardens, then head to the nearby Petrine Hill Observation Tower for the most enchanting views of all.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 0.
The Central European city of Prague is the capital of the Czech Republic. Prague began as a tiny settlement on the banks of the River Vltava over 1,000 years ago, and today is one of the world's great architectural jewels.
Extract 1.
Like a city from a children's storybook, Prague conjures up images of romantic fairy tales, and when the clouds roll in, dark Gothic folk stories. Yet it can be refreshingly modern too.
Extract 2.
Prague's cobblestone streets rarely follow a straight line. The city is a labyrinth, where even locals get happily lost. This was a place designed for horse and cart and walking, so pack some comfortable shoes.
Extract 3.
An easy way to discover Prague is to follow the royal route. This historic coronation path begins at the Powder Tower, one of the original gateways to Prague's old town. A few blocks away is Old Town Square, a plaza surrounded by former palaces. Enjoy some traditional street food like tadelní. Then gather with travelers from all over the world under the astronomical clock.
Extract 4.
Leave the royal route for a while and explore the old town. Wander in any direction to discover cozy sidewalk cafes, galleries showcasing Prague's modern artists, and historic treasures like the ancient Jewish quarter.
Extract 5.
Back on the royal route, wander through the archway of Bridge Tower and emerge onto one of Europe's great bridges. The Charles Bridge is Prague's heart. Once across the river, stop to admire the city's finest Baroque church, St. Nicholas, before climbing the hill to Prague Castle.
Extract 6.
Rising above the castle are the 600-year-old Gothic spires of St. Vitus Cathedral. After arching your back to admire the interiors of St. Vitus, duck your head to explore the houses of Golden Lane. These tiny dwellings were once the homes of castle guards and later the city's goldsmiths. Take in the city from the castle ramparts and gardens, then head to the nearby Petrine Hill Observation Tower for the most enchanting views of all.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 1. Tarea 2. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Extract 1.
I am an introvert, and I love it. And I'm not alone. Introverts are everywhere. And our quiet approach to life, our need for solitary time, isn't a flaw. It's a gift. But as an introvert, it's not always easy to realize how wonderful you are. The world feels like a place that rewards extroverts, where being loud is mistaken for being confident and happy.
Extract 2.
As a child, I blended into the background. Many thought that I had little to say or that I simply didn't like others, but that wasn't true. People often think introverts are shy or antisocial, but these are misconceptions. Introverts, like anyone, can find socializing fun. But while parties leave extroverts energized, after some time, introverts need to recharge away from everyone.
Extract 3.
There's a scientific theory for this. There are two important chemicals found in all our brains, dopamine and acetylcholine. Dopamine is like a hit of energy when we take risks or meet new people, and it makes extroverts feel great. But introverts are more sensitive to dopamine and get quickly overstimulated. That's why we prefer the more slow burn feeling we get when our brains release acetylcholine. That happens when we concentrate, read, or focus our minds. It makes us introverts feel relaxed, alert, and content.
Extract 4.
Now I understand myself better. I am deeply grateful for how I am. Instead of filling up space with small talk, I listen patiently and make my words matter. I have few friends, but our connection is deep. I love spending time alone. It's where the chaos of a long day can finally settle. I can reflect and listen to my thoughts, and eventually reconnect with myself. Only after that am I ready to share with the world again.
Extract 5.
I've learned strategies for finding comfort in our noisy world. From using music to create bubbles of peace, to escaping to a quiet park at lunchtime. I adore the intensity and chaotic beauty of the world, but it's in quiet spaces where I feel truly at home.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 1.
I am an introvert, and I love it. And I'm not alone. Introverts are everywhere. And our quiet approach to life, our need for solitary time, isn't a flaw. It's a gift. But as an introvert, it's not always easy to realize how wonderful you are. The world feels like a place that rewards extroverts. Where being loud is mistaken for being confident and happy.
Extract 2.
As a child, I blended into the background. Many thought that I had little to say or that I simply didn't like others, but that wasn't true. People often think introverts are shy or antisocial, but these are misconceptions. Introverts, like anyone, can find socializing fun, but while parties leave extroverts energized, after some time, introverts need to recharge away from everyone.
Extract 3.
There's a scientific theory for this. There are two important chemicals found in all our brains, dopamine and acetylcholine. Dopamine is like a hit of energy when we take risks or meet new people, and it makes extroverts feel great. But introverts are more sensitive to dopamine and get quickly overstimulated. That's why we prefer the more slow burn feeling we get when our brains release acetylcholine. That happens when we concentrate, read, or focus our minds. It makes us introverts feel relaxed, alert, and content.
Extract 4.
Now I understand myself better. I am deeply grateful for how I am. Instead of filling up space with small talk, I listen patiently and make my words matter. I have few friends, but our connection is deep. I love spending time alone. It's where the chaos of a long day can finally settle. I can reflect and listen to my thoughts and eventually reconnect with myself. Only after that am I ready to share with the world again.
Extract 5.
I've learned strategies for finding comfort in our noisy world, from using music to create bubbles of peace, to escaping to a quiet park at lunchtime. I adore the intensity and chaotic beauty of the world, but it's in quiet spaces where I feel truly at home.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 2. Tarea 3. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Leonardo was born on April 15, 1452, in the Tuscan town of Vinci, Italy. He started school at age 5 and quickly exhibited great artistic ability. At age 14, Leonardo became an apprentice to the renowned Florentine painter Andrea del Verrocchio. In Verrocchio's workshop, Leonardo perfected many technical skills and had the opportunity to learn drafting, chemistry, metallurgy, plaster casting, leather working, mechanics, and carpentry, as well as the artistic skills of drawing, painting, sculpting, and modeling. By 1472, at the age of 20, Leonardo qualified as a master in the Guild of St. Luke, the Guild of Artists and Doctors of Medicine. But his attachment to Verrocchio was such that he continued to collaborate with him. In 1482, Leonardo entered into service for the Duke of Milan, where he worked for 17 years. During that time, Leonardo was commissioned to paint the Virgin of the Rocks for the Confraternity of the Immaculate Conception, and the Last Supper for the Monastery of Santa Maria delle Grazie. But Leonardo's astonishing works were not exclusive to arts, but included advanced plans for military weapons, such as tanks, war vehicles, and even submarines. He even drew up plans for a helicopter-like machine. During this time, he also began his studies on human anatomy, and sketched the famous Vitruvian Man, also known as Proportions of Man. In 1498, Leonardo completed the Last Supper, a biblical scene showing Jesus and the apostles. The Last Supper remains one of the most valuable works in the world. 1 year later, Leonardo left the Duke's service after the Duke fell from power. And in 1503, he began working on probably the most renowned painting in world history, the Mona Lisa. Leonardo da Vinci died at Clos-Lucé, France, on May 2, 1519, after some years working for the King of France. As of today,
He is still considered one of the great geniuses and visionaries of all time, and his Mona Lisa is viewed at the Louvre Museum in Paris by thousands of visitors.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Leonardo was born on April 15, 1452, in the Tuscan town of Vinci, Italy. He started school at age 5 and quickly exhibited great artistic ability. At age 14, Leonardo became an apprentice to the renowned Florentine painter Andrea del Verrocchio. In Verrocchio's workshop, Leonardo perfected many technical skills and had the opportunity to learn drafting, chemistry, metallurgy, plaster casting, leather working, mechanics, and carpentry, as well as the artistic skills of drawing, painting, sculpting, and modeling. By 1472, at the age of 20, Leonardo qualified as a master in the Guild of St. Luke, the Guild of Artists and Doctors of Medicine. But his attachment to Verrocchio was such that he continued to collaborate with him. In 1482, Leonardo entered into service for the Duke of Milan, where he worked for 17 years. During that time, Leonardo was commissioned to paint the Virgin of the Rocks for the Confraternity of the Immaculate Conception, and the Last Supper for the Monastery of Santa Maria delle Grazie. But Leonardo's astonishing works were not exclusive to arts, but included advanced plans for military weapons, such as tanks, war vehicles, and even submarines. He even drew up plans for a helicopter-like machine. During this time, he also began his studies on human anatomy, and sketched the famous Vitruvian Man, also known as Proportions of Man. In 1498, Leonardo completed the Last Supper, a biblical scene showing Jesus and the apostles. The Last Supper remains one of the most valuable works in the world. One year later, Leonardo left the Duke's service after the Duke fell from power. And in 1503, he began working on probably the most renowned painting in world history, the Mona Lisa. Leonardo da Vinci died at Clos Lucé, France, on May 2, 1519, after some years working for the King of France. As of today, he is still considered one of the great geniuses and visionaries of all time, and his Mona Lisa is viewed at the Louvre Museum in Paris by thousands of visitors.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 3. Aquí acaba la prueba de comprensión oral. Por favor, siga las instrucciones del profesorado en su aula.